Task 31.
You are going to hear an interview with writer Ken Follett. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete each sentence 1 to 8 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
Ken Follett, at 35 years old, is one of the most successful thriller writers in the international market. He was born in Cardiff, the capital of Wales, of Welsh ancestry on both sides of his family. And he was married, and the first of his two children was born when he was still only 18 years old. After taking a degree in philosophy at London University, he began working as a newspaper reporter before turning to writing books with fast-moving stories of adventure, danger, espionage, and intrigue, such as The Eye of the Needle, Triple, The Key to Rebecca, The Man from St. Petersburg, and On Wings of Eagles, all of which have been number one bestsellers, particularly in the United States and Italy, and his books have been translated into some 22 different languages. When did you decide you wanted to become a writer?
While I was at college, I decided to be a newspaper reporter. And then while I was working as a newspaper reporter, I started to write novels. And the time came when I realized I was never going to be a wonderful newspaper reporter. I wanted to be a hotshot. I wanted to be known as Scoop Follett and be offered the editorship of the Sunday Times. But I realized it wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to be good enough at that. And it began to look as if I might be good at writing fiction. So at that point, I didn't begin writing full-time. I was writing part-time. And I went to work for a publisher, partly to see the mechanism of publishing and figure out what made books sell, how they sold.
And I believe you wrote quite a lot of books during this period.
Yes. While I was on the newspapers and while I was working for a publisher, I wrote 10 books, all of which were published.
But under different names.
But yes, I had several names. I was known as Simon Miles, Zachary Stone, Martin Martinson, Bernard L. Ross. I think that's all. I can't remember anymore.
Which book are you most proud of?
Which book am I most proud of? Gosh, what a hard question. I suppose Eye of the Needle still has to be the one I'm proudest of. Although I think if I were writing it now, there are some things I could do better. But it's still a book that people are absolutely riveted to, absolutely riveted to. And I still get people telling me this, that they picked it up and they couldn't put it down. Not just that they couldn't put it down, but, you know, oh, they'll never forget and they couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next and they didn't want it to end. It has a sort of raw energy about it that I'm really very pleased with. And I like it more and more, you know, as the years go by and I look back on it, I like it more. I forgive its infelicities and I appreciate the energy of the thing.